Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Continued readings from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chapter 24, Text 66. Jato Gata Patirgriha Vrajam Aditarto Hatva Ripun Sutta Satani Kutoru Dara Upadye Utpadya Teshu Purusha Kratubi Samije Atmanam Atmanigamam Patayan Janeshu Jato Gata Pitirgarihatvajam Aditarto Hatva Rupam Ripum Sutta Satani Kartorudara Upadyateshu Purusha Kratubi Samije
Upadyateshu Purusha Kratubi Samije
Atmanam Atmanigamam Pratayan Janeshu Jata. After taking birth as the son of Vasudeva, Gata went away, Pitirgrihat, from the houses of his father, Vrajam, to Vrindavan, Edita Arta, to exalt the position of Vrindavan, Hatva, killing there, Ripun, many demons, Sutta Satani, hundreds of sons, Krita Urudara, accepting many thousands of wives, the best of women, Utpadya, begot, Teshu, in them, Purusha, the Supreme Person, who exactly resembles a human being, Kratubi, by many sacrifices, Samije, worshipped, Atmanam, himself, because he is the person worshipped by all sacrifices, Atmanigamam, exactly according to the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas, Pratayan, expanding the Vedic principles, Janeshu, among the people in general. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudev, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwaraka, where, according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of householder life. Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 15.15, Varaishta Sarver Ameva Vedya, by all the Vedas it is Krishna who is to be known. Lord Sri Krishna setting an example by his own behavior, performed many ritualistic ceremonies described in the Vedas, and established the principles of Grihastha life by marrying many wives and begetting many children, just to show people in general how to be happy by living according to Vedic principles. The center of Vedic sacrifice is Krishna. Vedaischa sarver aham eva vedyo. Vedya. To advance in human life, human society must follow the Vedic principles personally demonstrated by Lord Krishna in his household or life. The real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I'll repeat that important point. The real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part in loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reciprocations of loving affairs and ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. Therefore, just after his appearance as a son of Vasudeva, the Lord immediately left for Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, the Lord not only took part in loving affairs with his father and mother, the gopis and the cowherd boys, but also gave liberation to many demons by killing them. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 4:8, Paritranaya Saranam Vanashaya Tadushkatam, the Lord appears in order to protect the devotees and kill the demons. This was fully exhibited by his personal behavior. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord is understood by Arjuna to be Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, the eternal, transcendental, supreme person. Here also we find the words Utpadya Teshu Purusha. Therefore, it is to be concluded that the absolute truth is Purusha, a person. The impersonal feature is but one of the features of his personality. Ultimately, he is a person. He is not impersonal. And not only is he Purusha, a person, but he is the Lila Purushottama, the best of all persons. Om Gyantimanandasya Jalanjana Shulagya Chaksuna Nitaminatasme Shurverma Shitatanamanobhishnam Staptami and the Mutale Svayam Bhagrami Andratis Babrandigam Shigas Nitaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Shi Advaita Gadadhar Shi Sadigor Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Translation repeated. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, known as Lila Purushottama, appeared as the son of Vasudeva, but immediately left his father's home and went to Vrindavan to expand his loving relationship with his confidential devotees. In Vrindavan, the Lord killed many demons, and afterwards he returned to Dwarka, where according to Vedic principles, he married many wives who were the best of women, begot through them hundreds of sons, and performed sacrifices for his own worship to establish the principles of household life. So yesterday's class, we learned about how Krishna's face, you know, is like the ultimate festival, right? Where all the beauty is. And this verse is like a prelude into the 10th canto. And the next verse, the last verse of the 9th canto, is, I'll consider it like a prelude to the 11th and 12th cantos. So here we are making a nice transition into a constant festival for many months. Of course, Krishna consciousness is always an incredible festival. But the 10th canto, as Prabhupada says, the story form, is the most palatable form of enlightenment. But I would like to share, though, that one Prabhupada disciple, a very nice one, said in a class that if we really love somebody, we look at their feet first, and then gradually we go to the face. Not that we immediately, you know. Of course, if you're on the gopis level, maybe it can be different. But in general, we generally operate this way. And of course, the preliminary cantos to the 10th canto are like looking at Krishna's feet and gradually going up to the 10th canto being the face of Krishna. And Prabhupada writes regarding this, we should try to understand Krishna philosophically. We should not go away because there is a talk of philosophy. If there is story, they may be interested. But hearing story only, we are trying to forget Krishna. You see? Any religion, if it is not based on philosophy, one day it will be forgotten. It will be lost. So that is happening. There are so many Krishna temples, but there is no discussion of the Krishna philosophy. Krishna philosophy, they think Krishna is an idol. Just Jai Jagadisha Hare. That's all. Finished business. No. Janma Karma Medivyam Yojanati Tattvataha. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. That is the injunction in the Bhagavad Gita. Anyone who understands me, my transcendental activities, appearance and disappearance, anyone who can understand Janma Karma Medivyam Yo Janati Tattvata, in truth, that requires philosophical understanding. Religion without philosophy is sentiment. Sentiment has no value. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. That is also no value. But of them, both of them should be combined. Religion should be combined with philosophy. Then intelligent persons will stay with it. So, going back to my statement about if we love somebody, we want to know all about them. If you want to exploit someone, you immediately go for, you know, maybe not getting to know them so well. But if you want a deep, long-lasting relationship, you gradually get into it very cautiously, very carefully. An example of how long relationships last, one's a kind of a funny story with Radha Swami Maharaj in America. When he was younger, he was giving a class there at the temple, and some girl, you know, younger Mataji, she saw him and just immediately fell in love with him, I guess. And she this is the story as I heard it, and immediately went up to him and said, "I have to marry you." You know, and he ran into the bathroom, locked the door, opened the window, and ran away. So that was. So that relationship didn't last so long. And then you have Kubja. She also had a selfish motive there, like, you know, maybe trying to enjoy Krishna. Although she did render some nice service. So Krishna spent some time with her. Why? Because of her service attitude. But again, that relationship didn't last that long. And then again, you have somebody like Rukmini, who heard about Krishna, took time to hear about Krishna. And from hearing about Krishna, she developed an attraction for Krishna with a proper mood of serving, understanding who Krishna really is, and so forth and so on. And then we see that relationship lasting eternally and having a lot of time with Krishna. So this is just an example of how it's so important to care about the first 9 cantos and understanding all about Krishna. There's 10 main topics of Srimad Bhagavatam. They are the elemental creation, secondary creation, the planetary systems, protection by the Lord, the creative impetus, the change of manus, the science of God is explained, liberation, and then the supreme shelter, the ultimate ashraya, which is Sri Krishna. So, you know, since we're about to go into, we're already into the topmost scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam, and into the most wonderful form, so many will say, wonderful part, 10th canto. A little background. Well, we have the scriptural text, which I haven't memorized in a while. But, you know, as Mother Ganges is the greatest of all holy rivers, and Lord Achyuta the greatest, and Shiva the greatest of demigods, so similarly, Srimad Bhagavatam is the best of the Puranas. And, you know, we should have full faith in scripture on its own, but it's interesting to note that a few hundred years ago, roughly, you know, under British rule, or at least something along those lines, there was a gentleman, I think his name was James, he was an intelligent person that was well respected in Europe, who basically said, the Europeans say, you know, the Garden of Eden, the source of it all, came from Europe. But James basically said, I think it was his name, said, no, actually, just spending time in India, actually this is the source. This is actually where you get the Garden of Eden. And this sent a shockwave through Europe to all the intellectuals, super intelligent beings who can memorize so many languages, Latin and so forth and so on. And they went down, they went to India, and they quickly translated the scriptures. And the one scripture that they interpreted more than all the other Puranas combined was Srimad Bhagavatam. Yeah, this is the topmost literature on the planet. So, we're very fortunate. And just as a nice maybe analogy, at least I thought of, is when Krishna, when Mother Yasoda was breastfeeding him, but she had to put him down for a moment to watch the pot from overboiling of some milk products. And Krishna had a fit. And that milk in that pot, or whatever was that milk product that was in the pot, the Mother Yasoda took care of, that wasn't an ordinary milk preparation being made. That was taken from the greatest, topmost cows, the milk from the best of the cows, and in so many different ways, the topmost milk that she incredibly labored for, purely for Krishna's pleasure. So similarly, Bhagavatam is like that for us. And it should be noted that within the first nine cantos, we have many avatars. We have the guna avatars, right? Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva. We have the purusha avatars, Karnakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, Shirdakshaya Vishnu. We have Shaktivesha avatars. Prithu Maharaj and Parashuram, and we have Lila avatars, Ram, and so many others. But, you know, as it's mentioned here, and I believe in the purport, that Krishna is the Lila Purushottama, the best of all persons, the source from which all these avatars come from, 1328 Srimad Bhagavatam, Eti Chamsa Kalapumsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. All these above incarnations are either plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of the Supreme Lord, but Krishna is the origin, the original personality of Godhead. So here we are about to experience the topmost of all that. Sorry, I lost my place. Here we go. About Krishna. And we might want to ask ourselves, why did Krishna appear? And as it was stated in here, it mentions Paritranaya Saranam Vanashya Jadushkatam. You know, Krishna is the to annihilate the miscreants. He appears to annihilate the miscreants and protect the devotees. He appears in every millennium. So yes, but if we extrapolate a bit on this, protection, this concept of protecting the devotees, particularly we might want to look at Bhagavad Gita 2:59, Visaya Vanivartante Nararasidehina Asavarjam Rasopyasya Ramdrishtva Nivartate. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, but the taste for sense objects remains. But by ceasing such engagement, by experiencing a higher taste, he is fixed in consciousness. So protection not only means, hey, I'll swallow that forest fire, I'll lift Govardhan Hill for you all, I'll kill the Keshi demon, so forth and so on, but can also mean protecting religious principles. For example, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying that I've got nothing to do. Bhagavad Gita chapter 3. I have nothing to do. I'm Krishna. You know, I don't need to do anything, yet I still do. And why does he do? Why is he doing with all this, with marrying and following religious principles and marrying so many wives and acting in such an incredible way, giving charity and so forth and so on? As it's stated in chapter 3 of Gita, that other people, if I didn't lead a nice example, other people would follow and the whole world would be ruined. So that's another way of protecting, right? But the ultimate protection, well, the ultimate reason, Prabhupada says, the real purpose of Krishna's appearance, however, was to manifest how one can take part and loving affairs with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Reciprocations of loving affairs and ecstasy are possible only in Vrindavan. So we have to get intoxicated. Everybody's seeking, and Prabhupada says, everybody must be intoxicated. So we have to have a higher high than what material life has to offer. So Krishna, knowing this, gives us the topmost high possible. The world, we're, you know, Narayan is worshipped in the world before this greatly, and so forth and so on. But this is cool. This will lead to the spiritual world, but will lead to the Vaikuntha planets, where Krishna is worshipped in awe and reverence. And loving ecstasy, of loving affairs with Krishna, is dimmed, or there's a better word, is not fully blossoming due to the concept of awe and reverence of God. How close and intimate can you be with somebody if you're in awe and reverence of somebody? Whereas in Goloka Vrindavan, topmost place in the spiritual world, we see Krishna has these rasas that are not available anywhere else, like, you know, parenthood. And that doesn't just mean parents. It may mean also an uncle caring about Krishna in a protective fashion. And we have Madhurya Ras, as one can have a relationship with Krishna as a lover, as a friend. And the friends in this place, sometimes think that, you know, who are you? Who do you, you think you're some big person there, Krishna? I can beat you up in wrestling anytime. You know? So it's a more intimate relationship without the awe and the reverence. Here Prabhupada is stating in a purport in CC, according to the Upanishads, all living entities are dependent on the Supreme Living Entity, the Personality of Godhead. It is said, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanas Chaitananam Hare Krishna Shikonitai Kijai. One eternal living entity supports all the other eternal living entities. Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead maintains all the other living entities, they remain subordinate to the Lord even when joined with Him in the reciprocation of loving affairs. But in the course of exchanging transcendental love of the highest purity, you know, Vrindavan, Leela, sometimes the subordinate devotees tries to predominate over the predominator. One who lovingly engages with the Supreme Lord as if He were His mother or father sometimes supersedes the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, His fiancé or a lover sometimes supersedes the position of the Lord. But such attempts are exhibitions of the highest love. Only out of pure love does the subordinate lover of the Supreme Personality of Godhead chide him. The Lord, enjoying this chiding, takes it very nicely. The exhibition of natural love makes such activities very enjoyable. In worship of the Supreme Lord with veneration, there is no manifestation of such natural love because the devotee considers the Lord his superior. So we see that even, you know, that in Vrindavan you get the sweetest experience. And in Dwaraka, Mathura, you know, little less, but still, it's purely spiritual. But it's interesting to note how even Narayan, like Narada Muni, I think there was Narada Muni, asks Brahma, you know, I notice you praying to somebody. Is there somebody more superior than you? And if there is, I want to know about this. I want to worship the highest, right? And Brahma explains that, yeah, there's this other person called Krishna. You know, I'm not supreme. Similarly, we see that Narayan, you know, Mahavishnu is actually stealing brahmanas, stealing the children of brahmanas, of a brahmana, so that, because he wants to be with Krishna. He wants to see Krishna so badly. You know? And all these different leelas, we can see that even Krishna's expansions, of course, Balaram wants to be with Krishna, just to serve Krishna. And so we see other living entities as subordinate pastimes of Krishna. So in this way, we discover who is the Leela Purushottama, the best of all persons. So in this 10th canto, we're going to hear all about Krishna's pastimes, the topmost pastimes. Prabhupada says, nothing gives the soul more ecstasy than the hearing of Krishna's pastimes. Nothing. So this is the ultimate in protection. You know? Paritranaya saranam vanashanaya tadushkritam. Giving protection to the devotees. This is the ultimate protection. Krishna is giving us, comes down 5,000 years ago, to give us the highest high possible. And from this highest high possible, one naturally will be attracted and get out of the stool house of the material world. Because it's a higher high. It's the highest high. He doesn't just give you a little something, He gives you the topmost thing, which is His pastimes in Vrindavan. This is a replica of that in the spiritual world. The highest, topmost thing that we can aspire for. So I'd like to... Somebody asked me to leave a lot of room for questions a while back, so I'm going to do that. But Before I do that, I would like to speak about an experience that I have with book distribution. It kind of summarizes all this. So we go to these music concerts. You ever been to music concerts? Yeah. They are filled with thousands of people who are looking for a high, and they're looking for the highest high. They will work like slaves to make lots of money, not only spend a lot on the ticket, but spend just as much in a day, like $300, what's that, about 20,000 rupees in one day, just on drugs. And I go with my books tent to tent. There's a group of five people there, as they would say, completely toasted, stoned, baked. And they've done God knows all kinds of things. And I come up, and I always make sure I have a Krishna book for those that have the books, and all the books. So, or some of the books. So sure enough, we go to these music festivals all the time, and here comes a campsite, and they say, we've already got all your books. And I say, well, do you have Krishna book? Krishna book? And they're like, they love the books. They know Prabhupada's legit. They're honestly kind of very enchanted with Prabhupada's books and the whole Krishna conscious scene. So, but have you heard of Krishna book? Prabhupada says that nothing gives a soul more ecstasy than the hearing of Krishna's pastimes. And as I'm pulling it out of my backpack, so this is filled with the pastimes of Krishna. Topmost book you have there, Srimad Bhagavatam, but you only have the first part. It's a book this big. And this Krishna book is the best part of the Bhagavatam, most palatable form of enlightenment. And they're all just kind of captivated and really stoned. And wow, highest high possible. And then I start, at least the one in America, it's loaded with really beautiful colored plates. One volume, big one like this. And so I just pick some pages and I say, yeah, that's Krishna. He's swallowing a forest fire to protect the inhabitants of Vrindavan. And over here, Krishna's dancing on Kaliya's serpent, you know, purifying this demoniac serpent that was hassling the devotees in Vrindavan. And this one over here, Aristasura, you know, he was so huge, big bull demon. And they're all just going, dude, check this out, man, this is dope, and so forth and so on. And, you know, this one, when he roared, he caused the inhabitants of Vrindavan to have miscarriages. And Krishna just thrashed him around like a wet rag and killed him. And then here's, Putana has I got some stories with Putana, but anyways. You know, here's this witch, just loves to kill children, that's her job. And he goes to try to give poison to Krishna, and so forth and so on. And they're all like, dude, this is absolutely incredible. And they're really captivated. You can tell they've completely stopped, you know, the beginning of the talk, they're like still smoking and, you know, like a chain smoker. These are just cigarettes, you know. You've heard of chain smoking. Everybody's addicted. Everybody's addicted. And, you know, a chain smoker will smoke, and then when he gets close to ending it, he'll light another one so that he doesn't miss any time smoking. And that's a chain smoker. And so he doesn't miss one little breath without something. So they're kind of like that with all these heavy-duty drugs. But in time of sharing all this, you can just see they all became captivated and, you know, the bong is down there and the beer's over there and they're just wow. And sometimes literally all of them take a Krishna book and they give big because they know the value of these books. And sometimes they even actually not go to the music festival because it, you know, around 5 o'clock everybody goes and watches the show. You know, big bands like, you know, Elton John and, you know, whatever, Rolling Stones or whoever is playing now. I mean, quite huge. Paul McCartney, you know, I mean, people are saving up money for months to go see these people play. And they don't even go, some of them, you know. And there they are. I remember going to one camp where this guy, you know, I'm not even going to the show, I'm just going to read this book. Sometimes you just see them like passed out with a book next to them or something. Because we know, you know, you read the books, you go into, you experience this ecstasy. We see so many times people at these festivals with the books in their hands or fall on the ground and they're passed out. So, point being here, that it's a higher high. And this is the ultimate protection, giving people the highest high possible. And that's what ISKCON's really all about. Giving people Krishna. You know, if we have Krishna, we can give it. That's why it's so important to follow in the parampara. By following in the parampara, we can actually, in a sense, have Krishna. Because you can give somebody a big temple, you can give somebody a whatever and a whatever. I mean, this temple is obviously legit. But as Prabhupada was saying here, you know, many temples, there's no philosophy. They're not really giving so much Krishna, truly, for the pure purpose of giving Krishna to people. And the more pure we do this, the bigger the result. So Prabhupada said, for every Krishna book we distribute, we're making one step back home to Godhead. So I encourage everybody to share this knowledge, especially, I mean everybody, of course, but the Westerners that come through here, you might want to consider, what are they doing? They spent a lot of money and left a good income to come over here just looking for God, probably, on some sort of spirituality. They're ready. And of course the Indians too, but those Westerners will take that back with them in this world where people don't even know who Krishna is. I go to these universities, I set up a table, as an introductory way to like get something moving, I just approach people and go, have you heard of Krishna?
No.
Almost everybody says no. It's sad. Another kirtan, he's got a picture of Krishna that almost looks like a portrait, like of a real person that lived, 100 years ago or something. And he goes, have you seen this person?
No.
Anyway, oh, really? No? Well, here. And then they get the books. So anyways, the highest protection Krishna gives us by giving the highest high possible. And we just have to now just take advantage of this by attentively hearing Srimad Bhagavatam with the highest high possible, hearing the pastimes of Krishna, sharing these pastimes with one another. We're cutting up vegetables, like that's my service, rolling chapatis. But I'm not here to like tell people what to do, but we could be talking about pastimes of Krishna to each other. We could be chanting the holy name while cutting up these vegetables. And it's stated that as we do our service, we should glorify God. We should chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Prabhupada says, the only business of a devotee is to glorify Krishna. So, we're in the right place, going back home to Godhead very quickly, very easily. There's no submerging into, freezing waters in the wintertime or surrounding oneself with fires. The austerities, follow for regular principles. We can easily do this if we take shelter proper authorities, work under their guidance, and always make sure we're engaged nicely in Krishna consciousness. And taking time out, of course, to read Srimad Bhagavatam and Prabhupada's books. I'll stop there because somebody said I should have 15 minutes of questions. And I'm happy. I think it's a good idea. Any comments or questions? Okay. I meant to say one more thing, if I may. Prabhupada spoke about, just as a crack addict is it so addicted, will do anything for the drug. The pure state of consciousness is doing anything for Krishna. Right? We chant every morning. Spiritual master is eager to hear and chant the unlimited conjugal pastimes of Radhika and Madhava, the names, qualities, and forms. Is eager to relish these at every moment. That's the pure state. Yes, Prabhu, please forgive me.
That Sankirtan experience of going out, you know, giving pleasure to the spiritual master that you're carrying out the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is one thing, but when you're actually confronting the conditioned souls who are looking for happiness through drugs, music, and their relationships, and you connect with them and give them the book and then actually have a little realization, is this like a special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Because the three modes of nature are mixed in with goodness, passion, ignorance, and they don't have any clear understanding, nor maybe they weren't even looking for anything, but just happened to come to them because of the devotee's sacrifice of being there. Was that just their jnana sukriti, their good fortune, or is that something destined, that they were destined? Obviously nothing moves without the sanction of God, but first of all, it helps the devotee who is out trying to give the literature, and also the person who receives is benefited. It's all just special mercy of the Lord.
Definitely the special mercy of the Lord. I mean, I don't know for sure, but I can share. For me, I mean, I've been feeling kind of insecure before. I always feel kind of insecure, but you know, when I have the bhaktas I train up starting to beat me on book distribution, it's kind of, you know, humiliating, humbling. So I'm out there at the book table, and really, what qualifications do I have? I really have none. I'm quite a, you know, nonsense. And literally, this is the day before we came to India. I almost didn't come because I thought this is too nectar. I should skip my India trip. Literally, stack after stack after stack after stack all day long went out. And I'm going, this is, and the energy is just, I'm like, if I take a moment of pause, there's this pressure, like, what are you doing? And this shakti flow. And I'm just like part of the play. And I'm thinking how low I am, honestly, that day, and how there's no chance I'm going to be able to do anything today because I'm so useless and awful. And it's just books, one stack after another, people giving 20 after 20 after 20. And when I'm finished with one, immediately another one comes up, or there's one already there ready to make the transition. Somebody asks me one question, I mean, I have to be completely on the ball. This is just an orchestra of Krishna. It's like Krishna's perfect orchestra, orchestrating the whole thing. And did these people deserve this mercy? Did I deserve this mercy? I mean, I think it was just Krishna's causeless mercy. He loves us so much, and he knows how much this will help everybody. He also, I've noticed this, that other devotees have this experience before they go on a trip. Krishna gives them such a taste on book distribution so that they remember that taste and they don't fall away from the service of book distribution. So there's that happened as well. So it just seems like an enormous amount of Krishna's mercy. Yeah. But you can probably know much more. Yes.
Say how Mahavishnu stole the Brahmana's children to kind of to entice or have Krishna and Arjuna come to see him. So it may be a little confusing that, well, Mahavishnu is Krishna, so when he takes on different personalities, does he lose his individuality, or does he become a second person, or we're all little Krishnas, so we're not, you know, I'm trying to say that Mahavishnu, he came up with such an intricate plan to have Krishna and Arjuna come and go, and even Arjuna is experiencing wonderful, mysterious things by Krishna's grace to be before Mahavishnu, and then with that exchange between Krishna and Mahavishnu, let's speak of Krishna and Balaram. Can you say a few things about his expansion and their individuality and their oneness?
Honestly, I've been asking this question for at least over a decade and trying to get deeper insight into it. And I recently read something by one of the previous acharyas where it describes Krishna, I don't want to describe it properly and have you all run with it, so I'll just say it's something like Krishna experiencing his reflection, meaning all of us and everything, and getting great pleasure out of that. But this, you know, that's just one sentence that gives maybe a hint into the piece of the puzzle. And I might have a few pieces of the puzzle. I don't have all the pieces there. I really don't. And I haven't heard yet or read yet of those pieces fitting in so nicely with that. Not that it's not there. It's just my adhikara is only so much to answer only so much with that. Certainly we have our own individuality and Krishna has his, and that'll never change, just like there's all these different snowflakes and not one's the same, and the snowflake maker's maker, you know, means that at some point we were made, but in the spiritual world there's no time even, so you can't even say like that in a sense. But I can tell this, Prabhu, I can feel the vibration of advancement. Who wanted to speak now? Yeah, so maybe he can add more pieces to the puzzle. That's a perfect answer. Thank you so much. You know, Jiva Goswami writes that we can only begin to understand Krishna when we accept him as inconceivable. So then Krishna can reveal things to us. Then we're open to, if we apply ourselves appropriately, then Krishna will give us realization. And from that realization, it's beyond that intellectual plane where we can, you know, try to understand, then we can gain something that way, because this, I agree with him, at least for me, is on the inconceivable platform. But maybe there's more to it. Yes, Prabhu. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah, getting absorbed in the pastimes and the Leela of Krishna. I remember Brihaspati recognizing that I hadn't read much And he, you know, I'm distributing books, but it's not going that well. And he said, you know, it's important, I think, for you to read more, so you're more, you go out on Sankirtan more absorbed, like what you were saying. You start thinking about these pastimes. And in any aspect, like, you start thinking, well, Krishna had a peacock feather on his head, but then you might ask a question like, you know, but you're meditating on that. You want to, you know, just naturally, right? John. I honestly missed the last three sentences that you said, but was that the gist of what you were saying? Okay. Thank you for sharing. Any other comments or questions? We have 3 minutes. I know we should stop at 9, unless it's a dire emergency, because we're hungry for honoring Krishna Prasada. Hungry for Krishna. There we go.
I added that far for the...
Anything else? Thank you for tolerating me. It's an honor to be in all your association. I pray this duck myself can be allowed in the nice assembly of nice swans, so I can maybe turn into a swan one day. And thank you very much for your compassion and mercy. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ko Premanandi Hari Hari Krishna.